What's up, everybody? This is your girl, Virtual Steven. Come with a little bit of tip of the tongue. If this is where I can kind of be free and be myself and give my input and my opinion about certain things that I see and notice and going on in this world that we are thus living in. And I've been doing a couple of movie reviews here and there. I did one on, with the Julia Roberts movie a couple of days ago. But this one recently on Netflix, the Squid Games. Now, I wasn't going to watch it. I was not going to watch it. I wasn't going to watch it. Hear me. I wasn't. And something say, turn it on. Let me tell you. I was in stitches. And I like a good series. I like when something plays and plays and plays because I like to see how things play out. Now, mind you, I will fast forward something in a minute just because I want to see what's going to happen. I have no patience for foolishness. But the irony of the fact that all these grown people played against, they betted on themselves, but they took a risk on themselves and other people. Now, what made this show hilarious is all the clicks. How everybody clicked up. And how some people didn't want to turn on other people, but you can tell the people who had good hearts, who had good intention, and they felt like that was going to get them the game, that was going to get them the money, if they just did right by other people. No. Whoever was going to win was supposed to win. I'm just going to say that. And a lot of people had faith in God. A lot of people, and then there were some people that didn't have no faith in God. They was just being plain old sick and ugly and devious and mean and hateful, and karma got them right back. And because they didn't have a heart. Other people did. Now, what really got me about this particular series is that when it came to the cookie game, honey, I could have threw up 10 times considering that this cookie was made out of fortune cookie stuff. I'm going to say fortune cookie stuff. And in my mind, I was trying to wonder, I was like, how they going to use a needle to get... Man, when I seen them licking that cookie, I was in stitches. I was on the couch rolling. I took myself to another degree of laughter. I was just in awe on the fact that they did all this just to get the star, the circle, the square, and what else? It was a star, circle, square, and the house or something else that was, I forget what it was. But the disgust of the spit just took my stomach to a whole new level. I had to fast forward through some of it because I don't like that. It's just, my stomach... my stomach just don't get right. But this movie taught me a lot. But another part of this movie that really got me is that when it came time to play the marbles, and they surprised them with a picnic, and then some people, when the mother and the son realized, like, wait a minute, there's something else in the bottom of this basket, they couldn't even eat. They had to play against each other. That just lets you know, you click up, you don't know who you're going to have to run against. You don't know who your competition, you don't know what you're going to have to do to get, but this is just real life. If you were going for $4 million, $5 million, what would you have done? I would have played until I couldn't play no more. I would have gave it all I had in order to win. And that's what they did. But they realized, like, wait a minute, this is a piece of work. There are people here I care about. And then some people didn't even know them other people. It's just like their energies clicked up, and they felt like, okay, we cool. Some people cried. And I'm on there like, what you crying for? It's $5 million. You about to win $4 or $5 million. What is you crying for? I was just in here laughing, like I said, to another degree. I ain't no way I would have been crying. I'm like, girl, bye. I beat you in marbles. I beat you in red light, green light. I won. I wouldn't have done it because I don't know you. You my competition. I don't know you. And I felt like this could take me into, I wouldn't have been doing none of that. I would have been cordial. I would have been decent. But I noticed during the Marvel game, player 222, I wonder what happened to him. Because obviously he didn't have, I didn't see what happened to him. And I guess I got to go back and watch it again, because he's the only one that didn't have a partner when it came time to play marbles. And I never figured out what happened to him. I feel like they should bring him back, and he should play against the person that called himself winning. Because the lady, the Vietnamese lady, was the one who won. And I was not rooting for her. You know, I was rooting for everybody black. That's just me. But I realized, like, wait a minute. She might have a flying chance. You know, because you don't know who to trust. You don't, but it wasn't even a trust factor. You had to do what you had to do. You wasn't there to trust people. You wasn't there to make friends. You wasn't there to do none of that stuff. You was really there to win. And if your mind was focused on winning, you was going to win. And that's how I see it. Most people, this is how we do in real life. You know, we get clicked up, we get emotional, we get in other people's business, we talk against people, we betrayal, we do all kind of stuff. But we don't go for the gold. We don't win, you know, because there's going to be some people that you're going to have to bypass. There's going to be some people that you're going to have to, you know, let go of. And, you know, especially if you're trying to get somewhere and maybe they not ready. Maybe they just, you know, stuck in life, you know, and you got to move on. You got to go to the next phase. That's what it was about. That's all it was about. And it, like I said, when I seen the reunion of the people, for the lady who won, I kind of knew she was going to win. I really felt like she was really going to win. I'm like, wow. Even though people are playing against her and stuff like that, she prevailed. She prevailed in an area that, you know, she didn't probably, like I said, she was focused on winning that money. She knew what she knew. She had been through Vietnam, what she said. She had been through some things. The prize was hers. The reward belonged to her. You know, she, like I said, she wasn't really there to make friends. She was, you know, she was trying to be cordial with people. And what's so amazing that she apologized to the young lady. She's like, look, I'm sorry. You know, she sat down with her. She told him, hey, look, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I felt like you are not a team player. She was being honest. That's what probably set her free to win. You know, just the fact that she was being honest. But anyways, you guys, you know, when I can say, if you ain't got nothing to do for the holidays, sit down with your friends and family, watch Squid Games, and, you know, see if you get the same type of tickle that I got. This is your virtuous Stephen Compton. Be blessed.